Reef here.
Yeah.
I'm in a secret location in the bowels of MetLife Stadium.
That's fucking disgusting.
And I'm here with the bowel master himself, my boss, Marshall.
Thanks,
hi.
Man. I take a lot of pride in that title.
The bowel master. Not many people.
Not the boss shit.
The bowel master.
The bowel master,
yes.
Yeah.
Sit down. You're making me nervous. Or you want to stand?
Sometimes I like to fucking walk around when I talk, man.
You like to pace?
Yeah.
So,
I like to stand during interviews.
Okay. You know what? Your tour, your dressing room, your rules.
All right, I'll sit because okay. I can't fucking stand you. Oh!
So here we are in MetLife Stadium about two-thirds of the way through the Monster Tour.
Word.
How's it going?
It is going.
It's going great.
No, it's good, man. It's good. It's fun. It's a good time, man. I'm a man of the people.
This is true.
You know? And I'm very much a people person. So to go out there and see the people when they let me out of my fucking cage, hamster cage.
It makes you feel great.
Yeah.
That's good. We like to, you know, the people like to see you. And I want to kind of backtrack a little bit to, you know, talk about how this idea came about.
Well, you're talking to the wrong fucking person for that, buddy. There's the guy sitting right there. Mr. Paul Rosenberg, I would like to introduce into the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Yeah.
Woo! Notice there's only one person clapping.
Yeah. I was whistling.
Oh.
Well.
That was me clapping for, like, Paul, save me from this question because I don't understand it. I'm not sure what to do with my hands. I know that the idea came together.
It was an obvious.
Here's what I feel like the idea, the reason that it even was inspired is I think because of, you know, me and Rihanna and our work that we've done together, you know what I'm saying? And
the music.
The music.
Correct. Came from the music.
The records.
Yes.
The what? The record.
The records.
What is that from? Crank Anchors.
So I guess the format of the show is kind of unique in the sense that it's you guys together. Kind of explain how that has been in terms of preparation and you know, really creating the show.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
The way the show is laid out, it's kind of a, it's not Rihanna opening at 8 and then Eminem getting on at 9. Like, it's more of a together, coherent piece of work.
Yeah, it's, like, I don't want to give anything away for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but, I mean, there's an intertwination
of the two of you,
of the mixtures of collaborating elements that are performed at the juncture of the show partaking place in certain venues. That's pretty good.
That was great.
Breathtaking.
Aside from the Monster Tour, it's been a pretty busy year for you as far as you've been to some pretty exotic places. Talk about some of the other stops that you've made along the way.
Oh, the exotic places. I fucking tropics, you know. I'm fucking Hawaii laying on the beach all day. So that's where I'm at with it. Yes, we went to New Zealand, South Africa.
Australia. Did a London run, UK run.
Yep.
Is that where you like to suntan the most, in Detroit?
Yeah, I'm always out there, man. Ass out. As I'm riding by, you might see it hanging out of the car.
No one will ever know, right?
No.
Just explain, like, the, you know, the significance of making sure you concluded at the tour in Detroit.
Yeah, because we don't want to elaborate on the ass hanging out of the car.
No, but we definitely don't.
Because the second I say that it's the most recognizable ass in the country, then that probably goes to a really weird fucking place.
Totally. And uncomfortable.
So what was the other question?
Detroit.
Yeah. It always ends at home, you know, it's a fitting, I feel like it's, you know, for me is what it should be, but
I mean, I love,
the reason I'm not sure how to answer this being that Rihanna's not from Detroit. It's a very fucking selfish thing that I just said.
How has it been going? You've concluded the LA dates and we're here, we're about to unleash everything on New York. How's it been going? Just in terms of you guys working together?
Honestly, I think that as far as me and reworking together, I think it's great, you know? I think that it's interesting how our music does intertwine and certain themes and things seem to work together really well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as far as, like, the crowds have been incredible, you know? The people have been amazing. It's been fun, you know? And I can honestly say that because I used to not, you know, it used to not be like that. I used to not have fun. Doing shows was, I'm not going to say it's not work, but it was, you know, there was a point in time where it was all bad.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, but it's been cool, man. It's for sure.
What would you say kind of is like the best, you know, highlight moments? I was at the Lollapalooza show and, you know, there were some songs that I hadn't heard in a while. And I was like, wow, you know, kind of dug in the crates a little bit. And I wanted to know, like, what goes into choosing your set for something like this?
Selfishness. And whatever I feel like doing is what people got to fucking deal with. No, we always try to keep the set list updated. And if it means, you know, going back to some older records or throwing some new ones in there, whatever it is, like we don't ever want to get stale, you know, and just keep doing the same shit. So, and it comes a certain point in time where it's like, when I've been doing the same song for too long, I start like feeling like, all right, this don't even feel new anymore. It feels starting to feel mechanical or something. So we'll pull that record out and throw in a different one or something. And, you know, we base it off as we're rehearsing it. Like if it seems right, you know, in rehearsal, then there's a pretty good chance that it might go over, you know, well live. So some things you kind of just know, like some records you sit there and you start performing them and they don't feel right. Like it's just like, all right, I don't think this is gonna, the energy of it don't feel right.
Right.
So it's definitely got to have a lot of energy.
You mentioned the rehearsal portion of it. And I know there was a lot of rehearsal going into this, into putting this all together. I guess kind of talk about the preparation involved from, you know, your perspective, as well as seeing what Rihanna brought to the table with her choices of songs.
As far as the preparation?
Yeah.
Well, how do I answer this? Because there's three moving parts. Well, first and foremost, we have a great music director, Adam Blackstone, and who we trust a lot, you know, and he'll put together like some mashups and a bunch of different things, you know, for us to check out. And, you know, sometimes it works right away. Sometimes it's like, oh, that's an idea. The idea, that's cool. But what if we follow with this song instead? You know what I'm saying? And then we just sit there and work out those parts. And then you got to get it right in rehearsal, you know, and it's still got to, you know, it's got to, I don't want to say feel right. Every time I say feel right, Paul's going to look at me in a certain way. So I'll say seem right.
Seem right sounds good.
Yeah. And if it seems right, you know, and it feels like we're going to, you know, that it might go over well live, then, you know, we just keep rehearsing it and learning it. And I'm not sure what the third part was. It's you know, once you get it right in the rehearsal, you have to get it right in the rehearsal, then you go to the stage. And there's a lot of moving parts for that, too. You know, like as far as like how things intertwine, the look of things, the way that, you know, kind of where we might end up at on stage and get a basic general idea. There's lifts and things like that you got to work out and, you know, moving elements to the stage.
Right. So it's a very sophisticated production. I've mentioned the part that you've been doing a lot of traveling this year, you know, and what might be one of the more memorable, you know, shows from the cities you haven't been to before?
From the cities I haven't been to before.
You know, whether it's South Africa or Australia or New Zealand or any of those, because I know those were markets you hadn't been to, if at all, or in a long time.
Yo, I'm not good memory guy. I haven't played in L.A. live since 2005 for a headlining show. And for us to be able to go back there and do that at the Rose Bowl, to do it at the Rose Bowl is incredible. To me, it's like, you know, just walking in there, it's like, holy fuck, what is this? It's crazy.
Are you ready for the MetLife experience?
I am ready.
I mean, I know you're a big football fan. The Jets and Giants play here, so is there, you know.
Cowboys play here at least once a year.
Yeah, the Cowboys do play here at least once a year.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan and a Lions fan, so sorry.
What is your vision for the Cowboys this year? Do we see improvement?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a tough one because I haven't had a chance to even really. We've been on the go so much. I don't even really. I got to get back into football. It's going to take me a minute probably, but I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting because the Cowboys lost a lot of pieces, and losing DeMarcus Ware is huge. So, and I know that they just had an injury.